Locked up.
Recording like it's important.
Let me get these labels off here so y'all can send us some. We need sponsors. Send us some. Somebody gonna put a little something on a little something. If you got a law firm, agency,
come on,
a landscaping business,
some
you,
gonna
you
get
can
some.
Have your name right here on this water sitting on the table of the Perfect 10 guys.
If come
you
on.
Wanna advertise your business with our shorts page or our long form page, we taking title sponsors. It might be the Perfect 10 guys presented by AutoZone. We'll
get in the zone.
Yeah, give us. We are here for the business and the commerce, especially if you black owned. If you got a product that's gonna help us,
come on, man.
Like get the weed smell out or get
us
the
law. You know what I'm saying?
Like if you get niggas off a weed chart, hit us up.
Send us one of them black and mild scented candles you got over at your company.
Give us one of them oxtail candles you got.
An oxtail candle might hit though.
You'd be like, damn, why am I so cold?
Oxtail can't be good for a young chick that can't cook. Like, damn, my baby in here going crazy.
You go to sleep with an oxtail candle, you wake up with a Jamaican accent.
And high blood.
Take the white and left it what?
Take the white and left it what? Oh, that's what we need to review.
Shot us.
That'll probably get us like.
We got to get a Discord so we can watch like whole movies.
There you go.
Discord is like where it's like the cool kids table that I ain't know about. I'm signed up, but I don't get it.
Right.
I get a bunch of updates from like niggas with wholesale Walmart accounts.
Oh, speaking of, man, big announcement.
Man.
Don't know when it's coming. This is just since y'all are here early on this journey, man, and we appreciate y'all once again. At some point, we're going to start a Patreon. And on that Patreon, you're going to be able to do a session with us live. And it'll be kind of like a improv show, something that you get if you actually went to a show, play some games with y'all, you know, smuggle up, maybe drink your wine, do whatever you do. But we got that coming for you.
If you got some clips, we can review them together.
People have been sending clips too. I forgot. Somebody sent me one. I'm about to send it to
send it to the Perfect 10 right guys, Instagram, TikTok. The TikTok done took off. TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Took
go crazy, Ronnie.
Shout out to the TikTokers.
Talk your shit, Ronnie.
Go to the TikTok, man. Perfect 10 guys on TikTok, bro. We got that. That one with them people feel very passionate about the baddies having NBA players these days. They can't. I think everybody's in agreement with Patty LaBelle bodies to make the best players.
Yeah. Yeah, that clip is going crazy on every platform. You feel what I'm saying? So
I heard other podcasts talk about what we were talking about in that clip, and I was like, "Is that us or is it the dude?" I don't care. We in the algorithm. That's how you do that. That's how algorithms
That's how
work.
You do it.
We trying to play an algorithm game where y'all know they separating us. They put us in little silos. Mm-hmm. They put us a little separate because so they can control the money. So it's like you have to share this. You have to like. You have to subscribe. You have to comment and interact with us. Thank you so much. Like, share, subscribe. Catacona. Hit that button.
You did.
Yeah.
Off the rip. I believe this yours right here, man. I don't think I seen this.
We're going to go random Ronnie on
him. Random Ronnie.
I like that. There we go.
Is to sneak the product in.
These are the L's, what they're really doing.
You ever see a Yeti with a dozen condoms of Coke burning?
First.
Hey, yo.
Bad cheating, man.
Hey, yo, bro.
Yeah, that's a Christmas movie. That's what we want to see.
That's a great idea for a movie. I ain't gonna lie. That Yeti went stupid.
Yeti that had the Coke bubble bust in his butt. He went in the Coke butt rage.
Ooh. Oh,
don't invite him to the prep party.
Man, shout out to the Create. Oh, IGTH, the number 3 KR in the
rate. People are going crazy
with AI. Yo, all right, here we go.
Were the allegations true? Santa Claus, an international drug peddler?
Drugs? Yeah, that wasn't no secret. But I'll tell you what the fat man's real problem was when some of the shipments started turning up a little late. You follow me? Somebody started having a little private party. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think you do. As for who? Well,
the one with the red nose.
You ever wonder how his nose got so red?
Punishment was swift for anyone who dared cross the boss.
The snowman.
Happy birthday!
For anyone caught being naughty at the North Pole.
Happy birthday!
Oh man, it's like the
Santa
mafia.
Claus, a neglected housewife.
Uh-oh.
Colombian drug runners. Some retard snowman. We may never know who killed Santa Claus, but whoever did is still out there, watching, waiting. Who's next?
Man, people are crazy.
Easter Bunny? Cupid? That Lucky Charm cereal guy? Who's to say? But when it does happen, Unsolved Case Files will be there to make a buck.
Oh, okay, and that's when the...
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, man. I feel like other children's tales could be great drug mule stories like that. That was that was Santa's Cowboys. That was Christmas Cowboys.
Hey, man, that's that Yeti when that Coke bust in his stomach, bro.
Hey, bro, I'm with that. Because the Tooth Fairy story could be told kind of like that if you want to. Because I told you at my house, we don't believe in the Tooth Fairy. You know, we doing new shit. Like
right now.
Oh, since they was babies.
Okay, what y'all
right now. Tooth Fairy don't exist. The Tooth Fairy is named Yusef, and he's from Wakanda.
Mm.
And he takes your teeth and then go make, he take them to Wakanda so they can make vibranium and keep black people
down. Your teeth is...
My wife made that up.
I'm going to dab you up a shout out to
her. Shout out to Adina. She was like, nah, ain't no Tooth Fairy.
Hell nah.
Yusef. I said, she came up with the name and everything.
Hey,
and
she didn't want no fairy visiting your boy.
So you sleep, let me go under your pillow.
Her son have to your mouth.
Now, if you want to make a dark Tooth Fairy movie, Saucy Santana as the Tooth Fairy.
Presented by Tyler Perry, Fairies in Black.
Y'all house nasty.
I'm so glad I could fly the flow sticky.
Oh my God, y'all got the heat on 75 and burn it up for you. You gonna melt the teeth.
Open your mouth. I want to get my money. You want your money or not? You want your money or not?
Be like, what money? I ain't put it under your pillow. I put it between your cheeks. Why is it a $5 bill in my ass?
Nigga woke up with a Lincoln in it, but
it's between your thighs. You got a five.
Between your knees, heavy sleep.
And the crazy part is the Tooth Fairy rates have gone up. It ain't no quarter under the pillow no more. They be wanting a fiver or $5, ten.
Yeah.
Cause you what can you get with quarters change? Guess. My kids look at change like it ain't real. They be like, oh, okay. But that, when the book fair, they done changed the book fair. They called it the Winter Sale. They got a, they shut up a shop, and they sell our kids all this Dollar General stuff for $30. He's like, dog, they got all this on Amazon.
Damn, that's how they used to do us, too. But our shit was, like, cool. It was still one of a kind stuff. They got one of a kind stuff in the joint still?
I think, no. But the Ponzi scheme of getting your kid to sell all these cookies and stuff, and popcorn at these, because it ain't nothing but your mama selling them at their job. And then you sell $3,000 worth and you get a see-through phone. Remember that?
You had to get that
nigga be looking at the boot like, I got to get that phone.
Went crazy.
Boy, ooh, it's see-through.
Me and my mom was talking about that, John. We were doing chocolate, and my mom kind of became a saleswoman from this. But she went crazy. I'm talking about I blew everybody out the water at the school.
You try to get the bite, were you?
Nah, nigga, I got a Casio keyboard.
nigga, your mama done sold 80 grand worth of shit.
the most expensive joint was a Casio keyboard, dog.
Nigga.
I got that, bitch. I played with it for like a year, man.
Hey, but that's the funny part. Like, the lady who come, when they do the presentation, they be like, they tell you about kids who have won certain stuff. You like, nigga, ain't nobody won that keyboard. Nope. That nigga won the keyboard.
My mama just started, the competition kicked in. I think that's what happened to your parents. Competition kicked in. Like, my kid is going to win this shit. You feel me?
Yeah, some people pray like, why are you selling that shit at my job? Yeah, like, my mom was a cop. Yeah. So they really, you know what I'm saying? They did a little something, but they were really like shooting at people.
Right.
Like, it was shit going on.
I mean, you got cops, though. If you're selling chocolate, though, I'm sure they'll buy
They bought a lot of stuff when I remembered to give it to them. Like, I was thinking, I had a nigga social study was kick my ass.
They had grown up problems. I'm gonna get to you when I get to you.
So the Indians just let them come. Like, I'm really
be seeing it with spears and all kind of shit.
So they just took their shit.
Like, they got arrow, they were firm on
arrow. Like, they were here. Okay. Yeah. Cause you know how you follow your blackness be like, so they was here.
So basically, we ain't supposed to trust y'all neither.
my
teacher showing them their backstory. We ain't supposed to trust none of y'all. Oh man, shit.
Oh
all
my
right.
God, funny.
Here we go. Next up, bro really humbles races for a living. Oh,
this is my favorite
dude. Yeah. On Omegle. You ever been on that jump?
No, but this is if Tyler was Ethiopian and did not live close to Atlanta, but you were born in like 99 or some shit.
A young me. All right, here we go. Let's check my boy out.
Damn, 99, shit.
Yeah, he can't be no older than 25.
No, it's just crazy to think about somebody being born in 1999, but all the stuff we done by 1999. No,
when I thought about my nephew the other day, and I was like, nigga, you're about to be 30? I met you when you were 4.
I met you.
Yeah, because it was like my wife's sister brought her baby. And yeah, it was like, hey, little baby. Like, now he got his own little here.
Yeah. Whole family. That's crazy.
He got three kids now. I'm like, yo. How
you doing, nigga?
What?
That'd be such a fucking aggressive monkey.
Funny enough, have the highest rate of incest in the U.S. What do you have to say to that?
Well, your sister clearly doesn't understand that. Hey, sit down back there, please.
Your mother. You literally want...
She told me that she prefers dark chocolate. I don't know what that means. I probably talked to her about that.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
You look more Middle Eastern than African, bro.
Oh, really? Okay.
Except the dark skin.
I totally make light skin babies with him right now. Mm. I don't care what my brother thinks.
My your mama, your sister.
I was to be mean, but then I make it up.
Make it up? Like, we mean make it up.
I make it up.
Yeah, then he found his sister.
How not? Like, he's, this is like, he's probably one of 50 Cent's advisors.
Hey, boys,
this who found the tapes of the 1991.
Bro, the first time I seen him is when the young dude was being racist, talking about how he'd kill him, and then he found his address and was like, oh, this is where you live at? This is your parents' stay? He's like, oh, man, you don't do that. You're going to do that? You're going to ruin the kid's life because of something I said? He said, yeah.
He posted his address and everything.
Yeah, he said, yeah, I'm going to do that.
That's the thing about them new kids, boy. When they don't like you, they will dox you. It's like, I didn't know.
What's that mean?
They put your address, your phone number up. They put all your medical records. They put everything up. You're like, I do not like somebody this much.
But you know what? We ain't had the access to do that. So when we was younger, somebody was petty enough.
Yeah, we used to just punch people in their fucking face.
Remember that?
Bring that back. When we gonna just be like, hey, I don't like what you see.
Swinging on a nigga. Bring that back.
Remember that shit?
Yeah, man.
And because sometimes you walk up and lose them. If you, that'll teach you.
And you know how to compensate with people.
You're like, oh, he hit back.
Yeah, really hard in my nose. And now my eyes got water in it.
I remember one time I got swung on by this nigga that was so tall and big in high school, in sixth grade. Mm-hmm. Like, I was going up the steps we had the trailer class. I'm going upstairs. That nigga, he thought I told on him or something. That nigga tapped me on the shoulder and said, I said, I can understand that. I was
like, Ronnie said he thought I told him. Did you tell him?
No, I didn't tell him. It was like the teacher came over there, then she went and said something to him, and I was like, oh, this look crazy. Because I'm asking for some help. I'm saying this shit straight. Like, nigga, I don't know about fractions. You don't hit me about shit, nigga. We're in sixth grade.
Teacher set that nigga up.
Right, like, what the fuck, bro? You hit me.
Oh, my God.
This nigga look like Tony Terry. He was red with red hair. Big, like this big Dorito looking at nigga.
Nigga tapping you on the shoulder.
Yeah, that nigga was like 6 feet. We was like, I'm like 11, nigga. Like,
oh,
nigga,
no.
Big fuck, like, boop. I was like,
oh. Nigga hit me.
Yeah, I ate that shit.
Yeah. I was like, he ain't do nothing, and a nigga will be it.
I'm like, yep, you got it.
You got me. Oh, funny.
Let's see.
Hey, man, Jameis Winston is probably
he's an entertainer.
The most entertaining football player beside Deion in NFL history.
He's a good kid. Like, if you think about this, they mad him for being extra Christian and nice.
They're going to be mad at everybody, man. Everybody black in this position of leadership, they got to find something. But I think by and large, a lot of people fuck with him.
Yeah, he good.
This is him impersonating Strahan.
This is too good. This is dead on.
Yeah. Hey, I believe you in my room, sir.
I believe you in my room, sir.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to get like you.
I'm just trying to get like you.
How you doing? I was coming to see you, man. I'm trying to hurry and get to see you. I'm trying to see you. Boy,
this is hilarious.
I got to be whatever I got to be.
Even built better. Even built better with a gap.
You know what I'm saying? You people think I don't know what
you're doing. Rich is still in shape.
Thank you, man.
Mind you, Jameis Winston is a quarterback. Mike Strahan, a defensive end. Like, Jameis Winston is bigger than him.
He's way bigger than him. What? That's craziness. Like, why would you want him on your team? Also, side quest. Taquez. Shannon Sharp versus Strahan. Who you got right now?
In a fight?
Fight.
Shannon Sharp got a new hip. Mike Strahan probably could bite that nigga.
I believe Mike Strahan could put his hand down on Sunday on the line right now. Like, he feel like he never stopped.
I think a defensive player is better with their hands for sure, so I'm going to have to go with Strahan because they do a lot of hand, like, work, hand fighting, practice and shit.
But so. Also, both of them talking to each other. So,
it's a spit-off.
So, Michael, like, hey. No, Michael tries to be the more proper Shannon.
Right.
So, Shannon, I got a speech therapist that I could have got. Because he don't even got his list no more, though. He got rid of his
list. I don't want to hear all that shit. I don't need therapy for nothing. I already got hit by the lawyer-footed white bitch. He out there got no footy socks. Stole all my money. I don't need no therapy. Dion don't talk to me no more because he don't like that I fuck with the white bitch. He told me about it, but I told him, hey, you don't know how to get on them nuts now. She nursed me back into health because my hip was gone.
I'm still holding on to this show because the intro with a nigga say, theory entrepreneur.
Theory entrepreneur. A philanthropist. Theory entrepreneur.
Hey, put theory entrepreneur in the comment. How you spell?
How you spell theory entrepreneur?
He's an author. Philanthropist. Theory entrepreneur.
And they be looking on their holding glass. Author.
He's a serious nigga. Hey,
he was the first. He always raised his voice when he say that. He's an author, theory entrepreneur. He was the first African American to ever witness the gold medal in the Stump Olympics.
It was funny watching him do that on the lawnmower with T-Pain. I'm like, this looked like natural.
Was them lawnmowers?
It was a big ass zero turn. They had the big zero turn. I was like, this looked natural.
They was at T-Pain house. I just seen
clips. They was in Vegas. He was like, they had like 24 hours to make a set up, and T-Pain put all that shit on the set.
T-Pain is amazing.
T-Pain is great, man. He is the best redemption story we got in music right now.
Top rebrand.
Because he came on there and did that Tiny Desk with no auto-tune. Yeah. Out of here.
I'm going to go with him at the top and slightly beneath where he is on that scale. I got 2 Chainz for Titty Boy to 2 Chainz.
I got 2 Chainz above him because he did it so early. He stayed 2 Chainz. The brand of 2 Chainz kind of... But we don't even... We don't talk about Bruno. We don't talk about Titty Boy.
Only thing I'm saying now, so like, I mean, obviously you still know T-Pain for music, but like, Two Chainz shit just kind of the rebrand of the name and like his style and his flow, but he stayed in the music still. Yeah. Like T-Pain is like,
you're right.
You know what I'm saying? His rebrand took him into like a personality over anything. And obviously, people still love his music and shit. So
I went to his crib with Jaleel White. Yeah. And I tell you, you know the racist simulator shit.
Y'all get the inside. Podcast?
Yeah, he did. I was in the background. I don't even know when it's coming out. Vanessa was up there.
Yeah, shout out Vanessa.
But his shit is like, oh, this is the nigga Neverland. Like, his shit got a nigga club. Land. This shit was awesome. I was like, oh, this shit is amazing. He got the, you know, the driving simulation shit with the screens where it feel like you're in the car for real. He got 8 of them bitches. It's like a room full of them shits. I was like, nigga.
That's fire.
I'm finna leave my kids up here. I'm just gonna drop them off and hit the doorbell and bounce on your ass.
Said, boy, you just got 2 younger kids. Ain't you happy?
Man, what? Ain't you proud about it? It looks like a fun... I wouldn't leave my house either, bro. He said he make more money gaming than doing shows.
Damn.
He liked doing shows.
Yeah. Just to do it.
And he got a, like a... He does drifting. So he got a drifting team, so he just...
Man.
That's what I think as we get old as black men, we got to find hobbies and shit other than our job.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, when niggas find a hobby, it look cool. Like, Devin the Dude builds RC cars.
Oh, word. Remote control jobs.
And races them. Like, he beat up, he got a whole little community. They build them shit from scratch and race them. They be fast in a bitch, like 60 mile an hour.
See, that's the thing about getting money when you're younger. You, like, get out of survival mode early enough to start doing other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I had a few hobbies until I had kids. Like,
yeah.
My wife used to hate that shit because I would...
Nigga with DJ, producing.
Ronnie Beats. I'm in the studio. If I built like a studio in my garage.
Damn. You were like Anthony Anderson of Hustle and Flow?
Yes. I didn't have the air crane, but I had the real monitors. But when I was...
And but, your wife didn't really like it and shit.
No, it was just like his wife. That part. It was the part that I was hanging out in other studios with producers, like all my friends.
Remember,
and
his
producers.
Wife didn't like that shit.
It's the exact hustle and flow. It's exactly like that. Because
you was Anthony Anderson. Drop the clip first. Hold on, that's it right there.
Well, that be you DJ. There's some things going wrong.
I got all the hoes.
Because actually,
got
that's what it was. It was me pulling up on your ass at Remo Studio.
Like, what are you doing?
I'm doing studio stuff. I'm making memories with my friends. That's it too. And also, I think I was learning how to like score a film in my mind. I'm like, you getting ready for something. It's like you getting ready for a bigger purpose. You know what I'm saying? That's how. It's like I know how. You gotta know how to do
like
more shit.
It seems like we need a Ronnie beat for the Perfect 10 Guys intro.
We might.
I know they in the tuck.
Cause there's so many words that rhyme with ten and twin and gin and fin and we.
Oh, I just think we needed a beat. I ain't trying to say you had.
Well, I'm
to
just talking about like what I was sample. I'm talking about like what I was sample or something put in there, kind of make it. You know what I mean?
All right, we do that. But listen, put Ronnie B in the comments if y'all want Ronnie to do a beat for.
I got beats. They all sound like 2007.
So,
because it was
that's our demo.
That's what it was.
Our demo niggas that love 2007. If you don't put on some, this is why I'm hot.
This is why I'm hot.
If you don't hit a nigga, hit your chain, hang low, do it, wobble to the floor.
I had one with a sample tip.
A word?
Yeah.
Let's do that one.
We say Bumpin' Goody Bob Soul Food. Number four, I have Bumpin' Goody Bob, Bumpin' Goody Bob.
Can you find it?
Shit, I'm gonna have it in my phone.
Nigga been waiting to tell Tip. I gotta be.
No, that's the funny part. I did tell him at Uptown back then. This is like 07, 08.
Nah,
I was like,
bro, you gotta bring it up.
I said, I'm making
beat.
That nigga did like this. This the funny part, the full circle of him doing comedy.
Yeah.
I was like, man, you know, he's like, what's up with your brother? God damn, you talking about comedy. Yeah. I said, man, I've been making beats lately. He said, no, I don't want no beats, nigga. I want jokes for your ass. I was like, okay, Tip. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I will show you. You know what I'm saying? And then I went on a mission to mediocrity and produce.
I will show you. Get your head back on that stage, nigga.
I'm funny, nigga.
Oh, shit. Yes, but if you want Ronnie B, put in a comment, but also like, share Catacorner.
Subscribe.
Write Catacorner in the comments, man. See, and spell it.
And Black Men find a hobby, nigga. Go color. Something. Do something. Your job is not.
You talking to me right now.
Your job is not just paying bills.
I need a hobby.
Or driving your kids somewhere. I'm talking about everybody. Like, it's like our hobby is like our job because it's fun. We got a fun job, but you still got to goddamn put a puzzle together. So
I need a hobby other than hoes.
I used to play video games too. Then kids can't. Hoes is your hobby. Hoes is my hobby. Is a good R&B song. That's like a
Trey song. Like
a K Camp.
K Camp and Trey song.
That's an underrated nigga. That's
most underrated.
That's a first ballot Hall of Famer for the streets. Man.
Shout out to K Camp. Mama K Camp as well. She had the gala at Christmas time. This is probably after Christmas, but whatever. Here we go. Kicking it with the Gentries, man. Hey, bro, I love family content, man. People with big families that do different things on the internet, and they should be going crazy. Let's see. I ain't seen this. I think you sent this one in.
And when we walk in, like, everybody just kind of looking at her. Like, hey,
she's telling her mama.
Damn!
Oh no, I said she wasn't gonna get it.
Wait a minute!
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, tell it all.
I got a video of actually a conversation because I told her I was going for it. So then we get the and we got stopped by these two young dudes.
Mm. And two young little grass.
Could you probably this one I went to find to see what their mama looked like. I was like, hold on, is she fine? Let me
with
see
the if she's Let's go into kicking it with the Gentries. Let's show the people.
I had to find. I was like, wait a minute, it took a long time. I was like,
oh, okay, okay.
You had to go through TikToks and shit.
Send it to Fur then, so you don't have to.
Yeah, she decent. She straight.
Never mind.
It's a black lady. It's a lady.
2011. They don't look any bitter. You know?
2011. So, damn, she grown as hell.
He was like, I promise, when mama got on. Mama
promise
was like,
ring.
Nah, she married, but it seemed like she didn't even
want to
say it for real.
Wow.
Your mom was giving available energy.
That's crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
She was married. Dang.
So then after the conversation ended, he went on my ear, right? I can't repeat what he said.
He went in her ear?
I can't repeat what he said.
What did he say in her ear?
I can say it.
I'm listening.
He said, you just hurt my
ass. Ain't no way.
So, oh, no,
ain't
Oh, he stood up.
Ain't no way. You.
No.
She hood fine. You can tell that cigarette voice.
He'd been rehearsing since he was 15.
So first of all, dude,
shout out to the Eagles.
Eight dudes that went up to you. Not one.
Where was she?
Eight of them.
Probably the young boy concert.
They talking to you like that. So your
chicks
was out like that.
Well, she was like, I was
on the phone. My dad. First of all,
I need to see them, them shorts.
She got these
grand
sobers,
I was in my
D4G pants.
Don't worry
about it. I knew it. Oh,
the pants. Everybody know. Everybody
them pants got to go.
I will burn them pants in the ceremony right then on tape. Bring the pants out here.
Kids, come to the living room.
Cause nobody wants their wife ass cheek hanging out. But if you could pull it off, sometimes niggas have to champion it because it's your body. But we don't like that shit. Yeah. Like niggas, so we nigga, this young nigga, you're talking about you making this dick jump? You crazy?
Oh, that's what he said.
He should cut out dick. And also,
hey, but she got to be thick because she got Sam kids.
She got Sambo. That boy can't pull out. What you gonna do? And that's the funny part. He like, you don't want these problems, young nigga.
Yeah,
young nigga, you don't want these problems for real.
But you don't have no bathrooms in your house.
And to train your daughter to observe and report is amazing. I put this up because that's a good daddy, and his daughter did her job. But don't do that shit when daddy go out. Because daddy know not to take your ass.
Now that your son will be there telling you. You know them girls be having beef with their mama and shit. So she probably didn't give her mama something. She's like, okay, I got something for that.
I already know what to do. My son, you got to just get him something first. If I was in the street for real, Campbell would have so many more transformers. Right.
I need to know where they were, though, where little niggas feel like they had the audacity to come up to your wife and be like,
but yeah. Also, the old chicks is going. Old chicks be going.
I feel like she, I think she's more traditional, though. She got all these kids and married. Yeah,
I'm saying, if you out there with your daughter at some shit, but also, the young niggas be everywhere, though.
Yeah, but it was so many of them, though. Like so many young dudes. Like he said, 6-7 of them.
They probably was at the mall and he was like, I'm walking.
He said, I had on my D4G pants.
And also, too.
You know, that probably was some sponsorship shit, though. That probably was like a paid.
We got trolled into this shit.
Them pants probably went crazy after she said it. Yeah, my D4, whatever it was. So shout out to them.
Y'all
got some pants from Ronnie. Send them in.
My wife can't wear them jeans. Fuck that.
I said for Ronnie. We trying to get this money, man.
If you want sponsorship. If you want to add to get your mama them outside.
Get your mama and them outside. Oh, bro. Hey, also like, share, Catacona.
Subscribe.
Let's do it. All right, here we go.
Mo clips.
Everything's gone. Just everything's gone.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, everything's gone. Even my lighter and my deodorant. I was having so much fun with them. Best night ever.
Even my lighter and my deodorant. I know who did that shit.
I'm so upset with AI, bro.
AI?
Yes, nigga. You thought that was real. Why would they put that man on the news?
Because they be doing shit like that.
No, they don't. They do not. I'll say the news has done a bunch of shit in their lifetime, but they do not do that.
Man, hide your kids, hide your wife.
but come on, bro.
He said everything's gone. My lighter and my deodorant. That was so red.
What a fun night.
He sounded like he found out they were flammable.
He done get the lighter and deodorant.
He done lit the bitch.
Yeah. He talking about spray on deodorant. Oh. White people use spray on.
He was smiling like he was.
Yeah. White people don't take showers, so they got to use spray on deodorant.
Oh, nigga, that's funny.
Man, shout out to Jariah 888. He got a
AI is catching me because that shit
going crazy, man. I like it. See, hey, he might be a Husky hero for the day, man. Jariah 888.
Yeah. Shout out to Jariah, bro.
Husky hero. Oh, Michael Jackson, man. I be seeing him all the time, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, all right, one more clip we got here. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know where this is. What country you think this is?
I don't know.
It's in a different language. Maybe Brazil or something. Like Portuguese. It don't look like Spanish. Yeah. Oh, it does say, damn, crazy. It came up Portuguese translate. Sheesh. All right, let's go English. Let's see if that works.
Oh, this was great.
Oh, they got their own Ferris wheel. That's what's up.
Yeah, this is the brokest wheel.
This nigga made a Ferris wheel and some flip-flops.
He got a manual Ferris wheel.
He ain't think about how to make it go, though, right? You need more people.
This is a Husky Hero lesson to let you know you ain't supposed to get on the baby stuff.
I mean, somebody got to test it.
All right. You got the wrong side ass in the wrong side seat. Yeah. Let me show you what you finna see. Bam.
Oh. Is she okay? Oh, okay.
Okay, Eddie.
Hey, bro.
That had to be his mother-in-law. No, get up there.
No, you're all right.
Quiet down. Hey, man,
the lesson in all this is get you a chick from a third world country. They tough as nails, boy. They
she won't shook complain. That shit right off.
What? Just had a little bottle of wine. You ain't got to do nothing for her.
No.
They had the time of her life.
Sorry, my son-in-law just dumped me 90 feet on my neck. She was hiding in the house.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, bro. That's
but
what
also,
you need.
Why is that a child's story? That had to be like a turn of the century child's toy. Like, let's get up here. And, you know, kids, we going to stand up on that bitch. If we had that in the hood.
If we had it in the hood, it would
be
stolen.
Niggas
would
be flipping off that bitch.
You know how many crackheads need that aluminum? Niggas.
That shit would be in the recycle so
$7,000 worth of shit. Worth of aluminum for
the crackhead like, but you know how much you give it?
I can't wait to go to sleep.
This nigga pushing the whole fairway.
Yeah.
Right?
All down. Yeah. All the way down the street.
There's going to be crackheads in every seat. I help. They gonna be in the season. They gonna do the Flintstones with the shit. They would like pick that shit clean off the ground and try to scrap that
straight up, bro. I got to get me a third world country chick, bro. She
that's what it is. You got to go, Eddie.
He
was right. Looking back at Raw, he was not wrong on a lot of stuff.
Bitch pull over side of the road and make a dinner from scratch. Any bitch that can make a fire from scratch, man, you need her in your life.
It feels like the algorithm is igniting the gender wars and trying to distract us from them niggas changing laws and, right. And cracking hard. It's like, bro, we arguing over
sex
this shit.
Sex with little boys on islands.
Yeah, bro.
We ain't gonna talk about that. That's for another time.
Yeah, because you did that shit, Trump.
That's for another time.
Trump did it.
All right, man. Got last one. Shout out to Broken Play, man.
One time for Nag Green.
One time for Nag Green.
Hold on. Who you done been with Jack and you done fucked the most hoes, Jack?
Who I would have to say that was Brian Pumper. Brian Pumper, yeah. Yeah. Brian Pumper had me fucking straight up porn stars, nigga. Because to this day, man, I was only with Brian Pumper for 2 weeks. Dang. But to this day, people still think I'm a porn star because of Brian Pumper. Yeah. We started out doing an interview. Then, you know what I'm saying, when he had paid me to come do Bust Another Die Trying with him and whatnot. We shot that for like a week, yeah.
He paid me to bust another
die. All right, let's talk about Bust Another Die Trying. What was that like? How that came about? Like,
say it again?
The compilation, was it a it was how many people like was included?
If you go look at the box, it's probably about like 10 hoes on there, 10 hoes, and just me and him. Yeah.
So, yeah. Y'all would compete?
No, he will be, he'll fuck him first, and
that's wild.
Wait, so it's 10 holes in there. Yeah. And you waited till he touched every 10th hole.
Every 10th
like
hole.
You like if he was
shout
hitting
out
one.
To Lou Young, man.
I had a condom on. Yeah.
No, but you still you had to wait.
I just got my HIV test back now.
But I'm saying we're not saying that. Jack, but I'm saying he's saying you had to wait till Brian hit him first.
Oh yeah, that's just business. No, I'm saying, look.
If he hitting two of them, right? You couldn't hit the other one? Another,
like
an eighth
of a knife? You could
hit the six or seven holes? Man, I can't perform with another nigga in the room.
Oh, he was still in the room? Oh, so you waiting to get the fuck out?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I respect that. You nigga got to get the fuck out. Like, I don't really understand the concept of trains and all that shit. I feel like you got to be gay if you can get hard with a nigga in the room.
I can respect that, bro.
Jack had a nigga voice in there and all that.
Yeah, like, damn,
dog.
Damn.
Tell her ass up, Jack. I hear your boy.
And high five your ass and all that old stupid shit. No, man. Ain't no way. I don't need your help fucking her. I don't need, I'm good. I'm all right.
That sound like an album.
You know what I'm saying? This shit is hard to get hard. I can't fuck with that. I can't do it.
Man. I don't need your help fucking your wife.
What? Yeah, I remember you used to be telling me, like, you know, Jack Thrilly's been hanging with Brian Pumper.
He said he used to call me weeks. Every day on them 2 weeks. And he was like, he keep buying Mo Sterling Silver. Like, that nigga was
they got a Sterling Silver fetish.
And nigga sent me. Because you remember when everybody was obsessed with platinum and shit like that. Like, niggas acting like they had white gold. But niggas was going to the middle of the mall and getting the knockoff whatever. And it looked bad. Yeah. Like, so he sent me a picture. This is like BlackBerry Sprint phone era. Man, he was like, well, that nigga said he keep buying jewelry. That nigga sent me a picture of that nigga. Like, he had a car with him. His hand on the gear shifter. He got two big stupid ass silver braces on the watch. Ring on every finger. He was like, we were in a Ford Fusion, though. A Focus or some shit. It was, that nigga was calling me every week, bro. Dang. But Jack is like Forrest Gump. He's like our Forrest Gump. He's like an almanac of like hip hop. He was recording shit early. Like, he's the first of the.
He was the first podcast.
You know, first, very, kind of first podcast, first content 50. Creator. Yeah. Like, he was, this is 50. He kept, this was 50 Cent one hot. This was when Rick Ross and all 50 Cent, Rick Ross was going at it, but Rick Ross was winning with the music, and 50 Cent was doing movies, and Jack Thriller was keeping G Unit alive.
Come on, like, so you know what I want to do? I want to present for the first time the Net Award,
the Net Awards,
the Net Legend Award,
the Internet's Legend Award,
Net Legend,
the Net Legends,
Net Legend Award in LA goes to Jack Thriller.
Jack Thriller, legend.
Let's give Jack Thriller in LA.
He's
award.
Hall of Fame. He's a Vanguard Award. He's everything. Because to film that shit, tape it, archive it, because it wasn't cheap to archive shit either. And also, I remember seeing him. We shot a couple of his shows. He shot one show that I've never dropped because he shot me. This nigga had me with a porn star. And he said, Ronnie, the whole time you were looking like this.
What you were doing?
I was so disgusted.
What was the show about?
It was just like she was talking crazy and she was saying like all the rappers she did it with and who she was talking to. But it was like she didn't look like the box no more. And I was like, but how she was talking.
She was post-haste face.
But in her mind, you know what I mean? I don't even know how, you know, but I was just like, because, you know, I'm like, I was, you know, I'm still married, but it was like, I'm married at the time, but I'm like, oh, niggas be fucking porn star. You know, I'm ready. I'm processing all this shit right now. Do. Like, I didn't know. But I'm saying, I didn't know.
Shit, I thought
these people was, in my mind, they were really like, there's a cartoon. It's like a far away. You'll never see these motherfuckers.
It's just a job.
It's just a job. But then it was like, she cool, but it was just like, you be so on tape every day. Like, that's what, so you take a lunch, then go after lunch, wash your face, go
the OnlyFans models would have way more sex than the old porn
for
star.
Sure.
Back like, they,
for sure.
They do it like only fan models had way more sex than the porn stars back in the day because like they was fucking like maybe once or twice a week for their job, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if that
feature job work movie like set.
Is that how we be trying to get booked now? That's how they was trying to get booked.
I'm just trying to. I need something for cribbles.
Ain't no pussy open this weekend. ain't got no open slots.
Yeah, the nigga she kept saying she was going. I was like,
yeah,
I don't think he want everybody.
I don't think he like you like that.
She had on something crazy, and I was just like.
Right.
He said, yeah, that'll come out. I was like, thank you, bro. Shit.
The way you was looking had him fucked up.
Well, and also I was engaging, but it was like, I don't engage on the level that they do. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Like, talk about whatever you're doing sex-wise and all this shit. I can participate, but it ain't about me. I'm telling my business. Like,
yeah, man. I wanted real quick, man, before we get out of here to shout out some of the folks that's been in our comments saying good stuff, man. Mikey 310021 said the musty segment should be called the usual muspects.
That's hard. Oh, great. I think keep
that's
it
hard.
Who you think musty this week?
My musty suspect of the week is Donald Glover. I mean,
just off look.
Yeah,
just,
I about to say, do I have to explain?
No, when you said it, I was like, you know what? You know who I think is musty, but nobody will say it?
Who?
Trump.
Oh, yeah. No. So some people say he stank. Like, the prostitutes was like, yo, it's repulsive. Like, they say his dick smell like shit.
Bro, Donnie, doo-doo Donnie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Shout out to Fat Man 1988. 40-year-old nigga, we see you. You're on your way. Off day up, chilling, a blunt, GTA, and a new Perfect 10 episode. Always right on time. Come on, man. That sound like a good commercial.
Like, he sound like he hit that catacomb button.
He hit that catacomb, but if he didn't, he need to, and so do you. Like, share, comment, catacomb.
Subscribe.
Let's do it. Let me do one more, man. Oh, Mac mixed that shit, so he must be got another beat maker. Shout out to you.
See, you try uncool as hell.
But he's cool because he said, never stop this podcast, man. We don't plan on you. It.
We didn't. Yeah, what y'all don't know is we had, this is a pitch from years ago that we did mm-hmm. and got picked up for, and we was out of here. We was
at 10,000 subscribers, we going to drop that episode.
We was out of here. Yeah, we was in a meeting, and I broke the chair at Jesse Collins' office.
Yep, and I had on the purse. I mean, it was a computer bag, but the only picture ever would be something across my chest. We got it. I'll post.
I was like, this is
10,000 subscribers. We gonna post all that.
This nigga was like, thank you. We did it. I turned it. Poop, poop. I said,
did that chair break?
That little wheel came off. I put that bitch right
up. At least it waited to the end of the meeting.
I said, I put that shit up like they gonna intern. Did it really happen? Yeah. I snapped that wheel.
That chair was like,
well, we got that chair was like, I tried my best.
I guess my best wasn't good enough.
They finna put me in a closet. They are. I'm like, there's 12 chairs in.
Somebody got to shoot that chair like a horse.
Yeah.
Put that chair down. Been through a lot.
Yeah, we did good. We had a great pitch meet, though. When we mm-hmm. went, he took us to BET. It was like, and
shout
I was
out
like,
to Jesse Collins, man. Shout if y'all know Collins. Who that is, if all the Super Bowl shows with black people in the halftime, he did those. He probably gonna do Bad Bunny too. Shit.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? Shout out to, he was at the he's at EP on Varnell Hill.
Varnell Hill show coming out soon. Ronnie on that thing.
I was like, yo.
Miss Pat show coming up soon.
Miss Pat settles it out right now. Go watch this shit right now. Flipside is out right now too.
Flipside is out right now. BET Plus. Vera's Holiday Flop, a Christmas movie. Tap in with it. I don't know when this is out, but this is out by then. You
this is out by then. You know official blessedaf.com, man. Y'all be seeing my hats and stuff. The hats be, I be having hats at the show. I'm really particular about them because they go. Mm-hmm. And just shipping that shit is a headache for me. I'm going to just be honest. And so all my shirts, hoodies, all this shit come from the drop shipper. But the hats is more special. You're going to have to come to a live show to get you one of these.
Pull up on us. Speaking of live shows, you might have a chance to get one at a Perfect 10 Guys live show. Keep stay tapped in, and you'll know the information.
We coming. Hey, y'all don't even understand. We
like Deion said, hey, last year, we was on the way. This year, I say we coming. I think they know right now. We here. Let's give it up.
That nigga fine. You know what I need to, you know what I got, too? I think I got.
Hey, we here.
I might have us together on stage in St. Croix if I can find it. I might. Because we did do two-man shows in St. Croix.
Oh, yeah, it's time to bring Perfect 10 back to St. Croix.
We got to go back to St. Croix for sure. Because it was like, the club was so small, and it was like, it was packed. And I was like, we got to go up there together.
Yeah.
Ain't no point in me just sitting in the front row. Because it was like, if I sit at the table, you going to be right there.
Yeah, we both taking up so much space in that little ad club. We should be standing up on stage.
Stand by the bar. Had one of the best shows ever, bro. It was
so fun. So fun.
We did that shit like two or three. Yeah,
Tyler.
Y'all ain't seen Tyler with the passport, like overseas, like chilling. He just,
he might
have a little simple little.
I'm just like the rest of y'all, bro. Everybody different when they go. You know what I mean?
Put your passport when you relax out. And stuff.
Everybody different, bro.
Yeah, except you just take a lot of beach pictures. That's it. Other than that,
hey man, I got to do it. I work out for something.
I'm just saying that's what niggas.
Sometimes I gotta let these motherfuckers know because I'll be wearing hoodies and jackets, shit. They don't be really knowing. Hold on, nigga.
This nigga like Rampage Jackson.
Hold on, nigga. All your niggas talking in the comments, you would never say that in my face. I'll pull your fucking shirt off.
Busta Rhymes shit. Tracy who?
I will rip your shirt off your body, nigga.
Tracy who now?
Who you say?
That's a Busta. If Busta Rhymes had to rip that white man's shirt off.
Man, that'd have been amazing. Woo. I mean, it would have cost him.
It would have cost him. He was the way he was talking slow, he was adding up the lawyer fees and bond.
Off the rip, yeah.
He was adding it up. He was just like, okay, it'll cost me like 7.5. Because you can't hit no white child. Because white people know you can't hit them. Yeah.
You can't hit no white boy. That's how he do. He said, oh, what do I want to see? What do I want to see? Whoa!
It's going to cost me 4 big chains.
12 syringes of Ozempic. Hey, man. Appreciate y'all. Perfect 10 guys. Salute to you. Once again, like, share, catacona.
Subscribe.
We out. I'm gonna leave that Jack Driller clip up.